الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض وقال تعالى ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور وقال تعالى نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم اسپیکر علماء کرام برادرز ان اسلام ون ویری امپورٹنٹ سورہ ان قرآن کریم وچ از نون ایز سورۃ النور نور مینس افلجنس اور لائٹ الومینیشن اینڈ ان سورۃ النور از اے ویری فیمس ورس آف دا قرآن کریم which our Hazrat Daun Barakatu last year Islahi Jalsa made mention and he expounded and he mentioned some very pertinent and very beautiful points. Inshallah we'll try and repeat the same bayan of Hazrat. Allah give us the tawfiq wa make it amal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins in this verse and says Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nur, the light of the heavens and the earth. The Mufassireen mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed certain systems in place. For example, we'll find malaika in the heavens in different postures making the tasbih, the takbir, the tahmeed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some in sujood, some in ruku, some in qiyam. This is the nur of the heavens. And then we'll find the nur of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to spread the nur of hidayat. And each and every individual that has iman got the nur of iman. And through the barakat of this iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this entire universe intact. Just because of the nur of iman of one person. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that qiyamah will not take place even if one person is taking the name Allah, Allah. So the word nur samawati wal ard, Allah is full of nur. And yeah, the word nur is munawir. Allah is the one who creates light. Allah has given us in the form of the sun. Kafir, Muslim, every person, child, barikh, every human being, animals take benefit from the light of the sun. With regards to the moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a dimmer during the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautified the heavens with the masabih, and that is the stars. So everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put light into, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us even eyes. We need the light of the eyes, the roshni, and the light of the pupil. A pupil can have eyes, but can't see. Allah is the one who put that light and put the nur into our eyes. Mala Yusuf Kandali, rahmatullahi, used to say, why is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two eyes? He mentioned that the first reason is that Allah has given us one eye to look after our own needs. And Allah has given us another eye to look after the needs of the others. Allah has given us one eye to look at our own faults. And Allah has given us another eye to look in the good in others. So we don't understand, sometimes a person can say, why did Allah give us one eye? But Allah has given us two eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this nur in our eyes as well. One occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ رَبَّكَ? Have you seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Jibreel alayhi salam said that inna bayni wa baynahu sab'ina hijaban nur. That between me, Jibreel alayhi salam is saying, between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are 70 levels, 70 layers, and 70 barriers of nur. And if I have to come close to that nur, I will turn into ash. So this is the power and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of each and every individual. Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of each and every person who has iman. And what does Allah want? Yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat ila an-nur. Allah wants to take us out from the darkness. There are many types of darkness. Darkness of kufr, darkness of sins, darkness of all wrongs. Allah wants to take us to the nur of iman, the nur of hidayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, in Abbas radiallahu anhu explains, مَثَلُ نُورِي كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٌ الْمِصْبَاحُ فِي زُجَاجَةٍ. He explains what is the nur of a believer, the nur in the person's heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is like a mishk. like an opening in the wall. Like for example, in our masjid we have openings in the wall. In that wall there is an opening. So this also refers to the chest of a believer. And in the chest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Misbah, there is a certain lantern. And that lantern is burning very, very brightly. And to amplify the nur, to amplify that light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered it with a beautiful, shining, delicate glass, which burns very, very nicely. So Allah says, Az-zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun durri. And this lantern, which is covered with glass, amplifying the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a beautiful star, very shining star. Like how on a 14 moon night, when a person looks at the sky, he looks at the full moon, and then he looks at the stars. People find direction by the stars. It is the source of decoration for the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this nur is amplified and amplified. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and this whole bayan he continues, يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ. Allah says that this lamp is not lit by any ordinary oil. There are many types of oils that can be found. Many oils can be used to lit a fire. But Allah says in this lantern, this is not ordinary lantern. This is a lantern which has the oil of the olive. And this olive oil benefits from the tree and benefits from the sun. La sharqiyatin wa la gharbiyah, that no shade comes upon the tree. In other words, during the entire day, it enjoys the heat of the sun. So, and this oil is very, very bright, very, very beneficial. And as I explained, many people cook food with the olive oil, which is very, very beneficial for health-wise. And it shines very, very brightly. It is no ordinary oil. This is a very bright oil. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, that yakadu zaytuha yudhi'u walau lam tamsasthu nar, that this oil is such that it is about to burst into flames or about to be ignited, even though that the fire has not touched it, even though that no one has lit a fire, but is about to burn, about to ignite itself, burn into flames. So the ulama explained, Mufassirin Ibn Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi has explained, that every person in his heart, a Muslim and an unbeliever as well, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة, every child that is born in the natural temperament and fitrat of Islam. So every person has that inherent capability and quality to accept the truth, to become receptive with regards to the commands of Allah and the commands of the Sharia. So every person has that receptive power, has that inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that natural disposition Allah has given us. But when a person now becomes baligh, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is his father or his mother who will convert it or make him into a Yahud, a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper. In other words, that iman, the spark of iman is in that person. But the kuffar now try to hide that spark, to put off that flame. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ يَكَادُ زَيْتَ يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٍ. Then the beautiful explanation starts. Allah mentions, نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٍ. Yeah, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi has mentioned, now when that person wants to act on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he attains knowledge. He attains the nur of knowledge. And this ilm, respected brothers, is nur. This ilm is nur. On one occasion, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi complained to his ustad with regards to his memory. He could not retain everything. So Imam Shafi, ustad told Imam Shafi that this ilm, al-ilmu nurun, and this ilm is nur, is effulgence. And this nur cannot be given to a person who is a sinner, who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nurun ala nur. Allah mentions two nurs. Why? Nur of the knowledge itself, and that knowledge which is supplemented by amal. That a person acts on the knowledge, then it becomes nurun ala nur, light upon light. So this is the whole bayan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And respected brothers, what is this nur upon nur? As Hasan Basri rahmatullahi has mentioned, the first nur is the Quran al-Kareem. And Allah mentions the Quran Kareem, Kitabun anzallahu ilayka litukhrijan nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Subhanallah. The Quran itself is nur. And what is the object of the Quran Kareem? It takes our people from darkness, different levels of darkness, towards the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of hidayat, towards the nur of iman. And then Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullahi mentioned, what is the second nur? Nurun ala nur. The first was mentioned that it is the Quran Kareem. And then he mentioned the second nur is none other than the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah mentions in the Quran Kareem, قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That has come to you from Allah in nur, embodiment of light. That is Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, and the manifest kitab, that is the Quran Kareem. Allah mentioned another verse of the Quran Kareem, وَاتَّبَعُوا النُورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَا. Follow that nur, that effulgence, that embodiment of nur, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on whom the Quran was revealed. In Hayatul Sahaba, in the first volume, Mawlana Yusuf Kandili rahmatullahi mentions of the incident of a Sahabi by the name of Amr bin Murra al-Juhani radiallahu anhu. He was a fire worshipper, and he was invited towards the deen of Islam by various other Sahaba. But he had some doubt, and it so happened, he mentions, on one occasion, I was in Makkah, رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ, I saw in my dream, وَأَنَا بِمَكَّةَ نُورًا سَاتِعًا, I saw a very beautiful light, and the light was spreading مِنْ الْكَعْبَى حَتَّى أَضَى لِي جَبَلَ يَثْرِبُ. That this light came out from the Kaaba, came out from the Kaaba Sharif, and the light started spreading till I saw the mountains of Madinatul Munawwara. So this person was a kafir and he saw this dream. So he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw this dream. And not only that, he said, Samitu sawtan fin nur. I heard a voice emanating from the nur. What did the voice say? In qasha'ati dhalma. That now the darkness has dispersed. Wasata al-dhiya. And light and nur has spread. وَبُعِثَ خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And the seal of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam has been sent. And when he came to the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and related this dream, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him and told him, now what doubt do you have? أَنَا خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَنَا سَيِّدُ الْمُرْسَلِ إِلَى الْإِبَادِ كَافَةِ. I am that Nabi has been sent to the entire mankind. I am that embodiment of nur. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran Kareem. Allah has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, just to imagine, the nur of the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mubarak, jism. On occasion it is mentioned as Aisha radiallahu anha was in a hujra, was in a room, and she was sewing her garment of hers, and it so happened that a needle fell down. And because it was very, very dark, she started groping, now looking for that needle of hers. And just then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered that hujra, entered the room, and because of that nur, that effulgence of the Mubarak chahra of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whole room became enlightened, and she was able to find the needle which she was looking for. This was the embodiment of the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers, carrying on with this bayan, Allah says, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is the one who will guide people to this nur whomsoever He wishes. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah mentioned in the 8th juz, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَا مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. Allah mentioned, I'll give you the translation and explain the incident. Allah mentions, can the one who has been dead and we revived him, we gave him life, فَأَحْيِنَاهُ, and we granted him a nur that he will walk amongst the people, amongst the masses. Can he be like that person who is in different levels of darkness and he cannot exit this darkness? Thereafter, the Mufassirin mentioned, what is ayat, what does it reflect, what does it mean? It means, on that one occasion, when that evil, wretched person, Abu Jahl, had threw intestines of a certain animal on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu was returning from hunting. And he had his bow in his hand.
And he became extremely enraged when he heard that what was done to his uncle, to his nephew, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came with that bow in the Haram Sharif and he struck Abu Jahl and told him, what is wrong with you? So Abu Jahl exclaimed that what is wrong with you? That this Nabi of yours, this nephew of yours is criticizing our idols, is finding faults of our forefathers, and he has brought his new deen. So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu said, who can be more foolish and more stupid than you? I have brought deen and iman on the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he recited the Shahada Kalima. So Nabi sallallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this Nur al-Hamza radiallahu anhu is going to walk amongst the masses. And the darkness of Abu Jahl, he's stuck in the darkness of kufr and all types of evil which cannot escape. So our Shaykh Dar al-Barakat explained, for example, a person has different types of lights. For example, a person has a globe, a torch globe, or a person has a stronger globe, a car light, or a spotlight, or even brighten that, a floodlight, or even brighten in light, a search light. So every person has their Nur. Even if it is a flickering light, that Nur will benefit that person. But the more contact a person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Nur he can cover. And if a person doesn't want to benefit others, Allah made it such that Nur, that Iman will benefit a person. For example, a person has a torch, now he wants to benefit himself only. This is impossible. People will benefit from that. So this is the Nur of Iman. When people will walk, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where didn't they go with this Nur of Iman? And it is to tell the people, Kunu Mislana, that become like us, become like one of us. And they used to spread this Nur of Iman. So wherever they walk, respected brothers, we also got this Iman. We also got this Nur of Iman. We need to walk and benefit the masses, benefit the people. And respected brothers, as I mentioned, there are different types of lights, etc. On one occasion, there were three people, they were discussing a certain point. And he asked a question, that which is the fastest thing? Which is the fastest thing? So if youngsters will tell you, they'll tell you a certain car, etc. But because they were scientists, all of them have different opinions and views. So one person said, of these three scientists, and first person said, the fastest thing is your thought. You just think, you think of something, immediately your thought comes about. So valid, everyone accepted it. The second person said, according to your opinion, what is the fastest thing? He said, according to me, it is the blinking of the eye. We just blinked our eye, we don't even know. So fast it is. So the third person said, no, according to me, it is electricity. That the person just switch on the light, and then we already got the light. So everyone said, all of them are correct in their own way. But there was an Indian guy sitting nearby, and he came forward. He said, can I contribute something? He said, no problem. He said, according to me, the fastest thing is diarrhea. So they all started laughing at him. Okay, Bewukuf, what are you talking about? We are talking about something which is logical. You're talking about something, diarrhea. He said, what proof have you got? He said, the other day I was resting in my bed, and before I could think, before I could wink, before I even put the lights off, my diarrhea came out. So even faster than the light is the diarrhea, according to him. Thereafter, respected brothers, with regards to this light, Allah has given us this light. And the sign of this Nur of light entering into our heart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even showed us. Of one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah mentions, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّ رَبِّهِ. That person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has expanded his bosom and his chest, and the Nur of Islam has entered into his heart, and Islam has entered into his bosom. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any sign to say that this Nur of Iman or the Nur of Islam has entered into the person? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three signs. What are these three signs? This is the bayan on its own as well. At-tajafa an daril ghurur. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the first sign, that the person doesn't have inclination towards this deceptive world, towards this dunya. The second one, wal-inabatu ila daril khulud. A person has inclination to the everlasting abode, that is the abode of the akhirah. And the third one, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ. And the person prepares for death before death overtakes a person. One person came to Sufyan Thawri and told him that I want some advice, some parting advice, but very short and sweet. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. What beautiful advice he told him. He told him that if you want short advice and very good advice and sweet advice, Then he told him that اِعْمَلْ لِدُنْيَاكَ بِقَدْرِكَ مَا تَكُونُ فِيهَا and اِعْمَلْ لِآخِرَتِكَ بِقَدْرِكَ مَا تَكُونُ فِيهَا. That in this two couplets and two sentences he gained the nasihat. He told in the first one, make that amount of effort for the dunya so long as you are going to stay there. We are not going to stay forever. We are like mehmania, we are visitors here. So make that amount of effort that we are going to survive in this world. And then he told in the second sentence, then make that amount of effort for your akhirat to the extent you are going to stay there. And the person is going to stay forever and ever. So logically, a person will come to this conclusion that a person needs to make more effort for the akhirat than with regards to our dunya. When Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, in his khanka, there were couplets that were written over there. And he mentioned, reh ke dunya, ki dunya mein koi bashar nahi zeba. That is not right for a person to become unmindful and so become involved in this dunya. And he mentioned that maut ka har waq diyan rahe. And he mentioned every moment a person should think of death, because death can overtake and strike a person any time. Jo bhi bashar aate hain dunya mein, ye kehti kaza. Every person that comes to this dunya, then death tells him and addresses him, maybe piche chari aa rahi ho, zara dhyan rahe. That I am stalking you, I'm walking behind you, be careful, I'm about to take out your life. So Allah give us the tawfiq of realizing and give us the sign of the noor of Islam in our hearts and realizing the shortness of this dunya, everlasting life of the after and preparation for maut. Nevertheless, as I mentioned, this is a whole bayan on its own. We need to carry on. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with his bayan. Allah mentioned, fi buyutin adhina Allah an turfa wa yuzkara fiha smu. Where will you attain this nur? Yeah, the ulama explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned buyut. Buyut, Fasirin mentioned, refers to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna awwala baytin wudiya linnas. The first house. Mala Yusuf Patel sahab rahmatullahi used to say that the markaz of all the noor is the Haram Sharif in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara. Every inch, every cubit, every centimeter of the Haram Sharif is full of noor. We just have to condition our hearts, remove our blinkers, remove the cataract of our eyes, then a person will see the noor. Otherwise the person will go empty and he will return sometimes even worse. So these are the marakis of noor. So yeah, fi buyutin azin Allah, Allah has commanded and turfa that be elevated. In other words, masajid should be built, reverence should be shown to the masjid. And yeah, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi under this verse has mentioned 15 adab of the masjid. Allah, if Allah give us another opportunity, we'll mention it. But yeah, another explanation is given. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention buyut? Buyut can also mean the spiritual houses, what we call the khankas. And our Shaykh Dawud Barakat explained that throughout the entire period of Islam, you will find, even in the Arabian Peninsula, you will find the Haram Sharif, we have zawiyas, little hujras, and these were called the khankas. The khankas of the Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, of his Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and Dioban, all very, very famous khankas. So these are the khankas where you will get this noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُ. And in these khankas, then the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be made. Whether it is jahri zikr, or individual zikr, loud zikr, soft zikr, all types of zikr. And yes, zikr has a vast meaning. Zikr means all the a'mal of khair and barakat and all a'mal of goodness. And respected brothers, يُصَبِّهُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in these houses, in the masajid, then you will make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, yeah, it refers to the five times daily salah. Now respected brothers, what is the effect of all these amal? Then rijal will be produced. But there are certain aspects a person should understand, the amal of the masjid, amal of the khanka. For example, a person, when he comes to the masjid addressing the menfolk, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to have wuzu. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, تَبْلُغُ الْحِلْيَةُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ حَيْسَ يَبْلُغُ الْوُضُوءُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. The jewelry and the effulgence and the light of a believer will extend to that amount where a person makes wuzu. Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized us on the day of qiyamah, غُرَّ مُحَجَّلِينَ. All our limbs that a person makes wuzu with, all his limbs will be shining with nur on the day of Qiyamah. Then a person comes, for example, at the time of Fajr Salah, at the time of Maghrib Isha, when it is dark, look at the glad tidings Allah gives. بَشْرِ الْمَعَشِينَ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ بِالنُّورِ تَامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. They give glad tidings of perfect nur for those people who come during the hours of darkness towards the masjid. That the person who comes during the darkness hours, that example Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, Allah is saying that these people have perfect nur on the day of Qiyamah. Salah as well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on occasion of telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, man hafaz alayha, whoever protects his salah, kanat lahu nuran wa najatan wa burhanan yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever protects his salah, who is regular with his salah, Allah says this salah will be a source of nur, a source of light for him, a proof for him on the day of Qiyamah. So that was regards to wuzu, coming to the masjid, performing a salah. Each act, respective brothers, is source of nur. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come to the masjid, we need to recite the Quran al-Kareem. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, عليك بتلاوة القرآن فإنه نور لك في الأرض وذكر لك في السماء كما قال. That stick to read the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. Yeah, it means the recitation of the Quran, tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. Just stick to it, make it lazim upon yourself, because it is a source of nur for you in this world, and a mention for you, and a zakhira for you in the heavens. Then on the zikr of that will take place in the khankas, in the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي وُجُوهِمُ النَّارِ عَلَىٰ مَنَابِرِ اللُّؤْلِي أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise certain groups of people, and their faces will be shining with nur. And these people, respective brothers, will be seated on mimbars made of pearls. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us some indication, give us some more advice with regards to who are these people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, there will be people from different towns, different tribes, and they will all gather together making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can imagine every amal that a person gets involved, coming to the masjid, wuzu, salah, tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, zikr, everything, respective brothers, is the embodiment of nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, after engaging all these amal, the amal of the masjid, amal in a khanka, then what will be produced? Rijal. Rijal, these will be men. And as Mawlana explained, the rights of muamalat, the rights of business, etiquette, etc., that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع, that neither trade and commerce divided them or diverse them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neither from establishment of salah and discharge of zakah. So these are the men, respective brothers. Now, women folk might be hearing that they obviously don't come to the masjid, they read the salah at their homes. So understand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the glad tidings for them. As we can become rijal like the sahaba, they also become like the sahabiyat, the women folk, the female companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the best place for a woman to read the salah is the furthest corner of her house. And that is her masjid, that is where she will get her nur, respective brothers. And respective brothers also, with regards to the woman, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on one occasion, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha came and spoke on behalf of the woman. And she asked, what a beautiful question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised her, that can you believe such a woman will ask such a beautiful question? What question did she pose to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She asked, Ya Rasulullah, that in Jannah, then when the men will get the hoors, and we, so to say, will be the wives of these men in this world, will the hoors not be more beautiful than us? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, because the nur of your ibadat, the nur of your tilawat, the nur of your zikr, you will be more prettier and more beautiful than the hoors of Jannah. So subhanAllah, even the woman can gain this nur. One doctor mentioned to a great sheikh that he was a non-Muslim doctor, and according to his research, he said that if people only knew the benefits of sajda, what's the benefits of it, subhanAllah, you'll take extra long. Then he explained that normally when a person is standing, when he's sitting, then the heart is pumping blood all the time. And all the organs that are below the heart will benefit more. But he said the only posture where the face and the head is below the heart, is when a person is in sajda. At that place, when the heart is throbbing and it is pumping, then what nur will come into the face? And then he mentioned, then your woman will not even touch makeup. They will have this natural nur. They will have the natural nur of the ibadat while making sajda as well. So respectfully, we don't understand. Allah give us a topic. Now we went to Chile, and Mala Jada Sahib was explaining to the ladies behind parda and giving some hidayah talk. He said that women, normally they are dressed very, very properly, alhamdulillah. But we don't understand. This also creates nur for other people. And wallah, when we went to bus stations, train stations, we found non-Muslim women inquiring. And they come, they ask that, "I are enslaved, I are wrapped up like this, I are oppressed." And then when the woman folk gives them the right perspective from the Islamic view, then they become very comfortable and they admire it. Many a case now, women have to go, for example, she has to go for Umrah, she has to go for traveling, and then the woman is wrapped up in this. Then he mentioned to sometimes this is nur that even affects the non-Muslims. Whilst we were there in one of the bus stations, one person in Argentina, before we could go to Chile, so one person asked the host, why are your women so wrapped up? So he asked him, "Where you put your money?" He said, "I put it in my wallet." So he said, "We also look after women, we wrap them up." So he wasn't satisfied, he came to me. He said, why did you choose such a woman, so wrapped up? What did you see in her?" So I said, "Okay, let me explain to you first." So he had two sons of his over them. So I said, "Let me make ikram of them first." So I gave them each one sweet. I gave them another son another sweet. Then before I could offer him a sweet, I opened his sweet. And I offered him that there's one wrapped sweet here and one other unwrapped sweet. So he said, take one sweet. So he took the wrapped sweet. So I said, no, take the unwrapped sweet. He said, no, I don't want the unwrapped sweet. So I told him, just like you like a wrapped sweet, I like about a woman. So I hope this answers to you. So he answered, alhamdulillah. What he said, what it makes sense, this is the barakat of our Shaykh. I'm not blowing my trumpet or anything, but this is all for the barakat of our Shaykh, Dawan Barakatum. So this is with regards to the woman folk as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the woman, how they will be shining on the day of Qiyamah. Then look at the time of Tahajjud. Oh, subhanAllah. What a dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. That whole dua, Allahumma ij'alni nura, wa fi basadi nura, wa fi sami nura, wa fi lahmi nura. Every joint Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making, oh Allah, make me an embodiment of nur. Put nur in my eyes, put nur in my ears, on my face, on my beard, in my limbs. Every body, every limb, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ij'alni nura, wa azim nura. Allah, grant me the benefit of nur. This is the dua of the time of tahajjud. One person came to a sheikh, and he complained and he said, "Sheikh, I'm involved with a certain woman. We're having some conversation. I can't get off my mind." So the Sheikh told him that, "Do me a favor, that tomorrow tahajjud time, wake up." So he said, "No problem, I'll get up." Then he told him, he taught him this dua, "Allahumma ij'alni nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sami nura, wa fi qalbi nura." So this person started crying. So the Sheikh thought, mashallah, the dua is so effective. So he asked him, "You already now regret?" He said, no, I'm not crying because of that. I'm crying because her name is Noora. You are saying, Allahumma ij'alni fi Noora, put in my eyes, put Noor in my eyes, put Noora in my heart. So now this increasing. And unfortunately, Inspector our Shaykh Dawan Barakatu explains that like one person by Kaaba Sharif, he told Hazrat Shah Hakim Aqsa Rahmatullah Alayhi, and looking at his Indonesian maids, how they dressed up with these white burqas, etc. And he's saying, "Oh, look at them, so much noor on the face. Kabutra," he said. "Just look at them, like white pigeons they are." So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told him, "Toba, Toba, Haji Sahib, you can't see noor of the Kaaba Sharif. You can't see noor of the Mashaykh. But you can see the noor of these Indonesian maids. This is the deceptive of Shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all these things." And we don't realize, Ibn Kathir Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that man hafiza basarahu aw rasahu Allahu nuran fi basiratihi. That person looks after his nazar, who looks after his basirat, Allah will grant him basarat, Allah will grant him nur in his heart. That person looks after his eyes, Allah says, aw rasahu Allahu, Ibn Kathir says, aw rasahu Allahu nuran, Allah will put nur in his basira, in his heart. So, by looking after our eyes, our limbs, etc., this also automatically will bring nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to our mashayikh, respected brothers, that one nazar, one gaze of this, we don't realize how much of nur. نگاہ ولی کی یہ تاثیر دیکھی کہ بدلت ہزاروں کے تبدیلی دیکھی. That شیخ says very very beautifully that one نگاہ of a بزرگ of one ولی of Allah سبحانہ و تعالی changed so many thousands of people's تقدیر. One نظر العین حق. Yeah, the whole explanation is given that we always interpret in a negative sense. But yeah, Mullari Qari Afnani mentioned that translated in a positive sense as well, that nazar of a pious person can make a jahil a alim, can make a kafir a Muslim, can make a fasiq a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a great person by the name of Mullah Muhibbuddin Saab Rahmatullah Ali. Once he was in Nazawiya in the Haram Sharif, he was reading Dalail Khairat, and next to him was Mullah Zafar Ahmad Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali. So while reading Dalail Khairat, He turned his attention to Mullah Zafar and asked him that who has entered the haram, that the whole entire haram has been filled with noor. So Mullah Zafar rahmatullah looked around, he said, I can't see anyone. So he carried on with his recitation of the Dalail Khairat. Then not long after that, Mullah Khalil Ahmad Saharunpuri rahmatullah came to meet Mullah Muhibuddin Saab rahmatullah. Then he said that now I know the reason why the haram has been filled with noor, because of this personality. And then when he went away to make tawaf, so he asked Mullah Zafar Ahmad Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi, that do you know this person? So he said, yes, he's my sheikh and he's my ustad. Then he said, you don't realize who he is. He is such a person that when he goes in front of Baytullah, of Kaaba Sharif, that such noor that comes upon him, that I am able to tolerate looking at the sun, but I cannot tolerate looking at the noor on his face. These are the noor of our mashayik, respective brothers. It is mentioned of Shah Abdul Qadir, rahmatullahi alayhi, the son of Shaykh Waliullah, Shaykh Muhaddis Dahlawi, rahmatullahi alayhi. One occasion he made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Fatih Fur Masjid in Delhi. And our Shaykh explains, when a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he stays away from gunas, then the first container that is full with noor is his heart. And then when this noor overflows, then it comes into your eyes, it comes on your ears, and it comes to every limb of your body. So he mentioned that when he came up from the masjid full of noor, the first thing his eyes fell on was a dog. The effect of this nazar of this person, the dog, was such that this dog, whichever locality it went, all the dogs started humbling themselves besides this dog. And so to say, this dog became Shaykhul Kilab, became the Shaykh for all the other dogs. So yeah, Mashallah Ta'ala explained, if this is a nazar upon a dog, what to say of a nazar upon an individual, upon insan, that is me and you. So we don't realize the effect of all the barakat of the nazar, etc. Dear respective brothers, as I mentioned, when noor comes in the heart, Mala Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah gives a very beautiful example. He says that, take the example of a 14 moon, that the 14 moon that is shining very very brightly, but the 14 moon is not its own light, it's the borrowed light of the sun. Then he explains that when the earth revolves around the sun, and when the earth becomes between the sun and the moon, then the shadow of the earth falls on the moon, causing an eclipse. Then he explains a very very beautiful point over here. He said, just like that moon which has got the light from that sun, he said, our heart always gets noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just like when the earth becomes between moon and the sun, similarly when shaitan and nafs becomes between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then respective brothers, then the darkness slowly is effaced and it is wiped out. And just like we have a full eclipse, like those people are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of the Sharia, then their hearts become totally black. And then we have a partial eclipse, those people who do good as well as bad, they suffer a partial eclipse. So yeah, he mentions that looking after the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, just like that moon has been shining very very beautifully, our hearts can also shine, provided that we stay away from gunas and stay away from all types of sins. And the poet says very very beautifully, kitna tariq hai gunahgar ka alam aur anwar se maamur hai abrar ka alam, that how dark is the life of the disbelievers and how enlightened, how illuminated are the lives of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into our heart. And respected brothers, Rumi Rahmatullah, subhanAllah, what a beautiful point he mentions of Yam. He mentioned when Ibrahim alayhi salam was in the fire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That, oh Ibrahim, oh fire, become cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Wala Jalaluddin Rahmatullah mentioned, what was that extinguished the fire? What was the one that caused the fire to be extinguished and became a garden for Ibrahim alayhi salam? He mentioned it was the nur of Allah in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Then he mentioned a very subtle point over here. He said, the nar shahwat, that the nar of our evil desires, that fire of evil desires that we have in our heart, this is one portion of the fire of hell. And what will extinguish it? He mentioned this is nothing else but the nur of Allah, the nur of taqwa. When the nur of taqwa comes in our heart, and this will propel a person becoming fueled to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even quicker. And this Mala Jalaluddin Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Hakim Sarah has mentioned a hadith with regards to this as well, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the mu'min is passing on the sirat, the pul sirat, the bridge of sirat, then the pul sirat will tell the mu'min, juz ya mu'min, faqad atfa nuruka lahabi'u kama qal. That, oh person, oh mu'min, do go quickly past the sirat, because your nur of your taqwa has extinguished my fire. So that one portion of that fire, respective brothers, is nar shahwat. And what will put off the nar shahwat? Just like the nur Ibrahim alayhi salam had in the heart, we also have to have the nur of taqwa, the nur of iman, which will put off the fires, inshallah. And finally, respective brothers, on a day of Qiyamah, Allah is the one who will not leave us in the lurch. Allah will not disgrace us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. On that day of Qiyamah, on that day, respected brothers, Allah will not disgrace the Nabi and those who are him. Allah mentioned, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. To the barakah of the iman, to the barakah of the taqwa, that noor will go very quickly before them on the right hand side and before them, and they will make dua, oh Allah, perfect this noor for us. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Oh Allah, you are the one who has the power over everything. And the last point, respected brothers, and we'll terminate over this, that to get this new, respected brothers, a poet say very, very beautifully, apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ki qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi ya lagai jati hai. That just take your heart, which is not lit with the love of Allah, take it to that person whose heart is brimming and have the current of the love and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit in his company, and that effect will rub on you as well. This fire of the love of Allah is not lit on its own, but is lit by someone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the nur of iman, perfect our nur, and grant us the nur of taqwa, and complete as well on the day of qiyamah. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.